Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, coming to you this morning from our sanctuary beneath our sanctuary clock that I can keep an eye on during worship every Sunday we gather. Why am I standing by a clock? Because we've recently changed our time. We've moved our clocks back this past weekend, and we're still getting adjusted to what that means for us, how it's lighter now in the morning, getting darker earlier in the day, and so we're definitely experiencing some change as a result of time, which reminded me of the section of Ecclesiastes that the Beatles made famous. For everything there is a season, reading from chapter 3, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. For everything, there is a time, and it can maybe be disorienting when we change time. We move it by an hour forward or backwards here in the U.S. Apparently, that's a custom that's going to go away. But in the meantime, we live in this transitional week where our bodies are trying to get used to the time change and how that affects each of us physically, how it affects us emotionally, how it affects our appetite and our desire to go out and do things. Also this week, as it happens, we're experiencing a change of season, not an equinox, but a time when it's rainy and stormy, and which is making it darker at different times, and we've had to get our jackets out, maybe our sweaters, and all of that is a change for us. This week, we are also, here in the U.S., is election time. A time when new people might be elected to office, a time when there will be change among our elected officials, which might create some dis-ease, some uncomfortability, some concern among us. Again, a change at this time. With all of these changes going around, we might feel unsettled. And the one who promises to settle us, the one who promises to be to a foundation for each and every one of us is Jesus, who came to earth at a time in history and dwelt among God's creation at a time of political upheaval and persecution. He came and he dwelt among God's people, and he heard their concerns, and he lived among God's people, and he supported God's people. He cared for the orphan and the widow. He tended to the needs of his neighbor. He demonstrated what it means to love one another. Jesus was attentive during the time he walked on earth, and he continues to be attentive to our needs, our concerns, our frustrations, the things that keep us up at night even today during these times of transition. I invite you to take time today to spend in prayer. Maybe spend some time reading scripture, spend some time reflecting upon God's word, and open yourself up to receive God in a new and powerful and healing way. Take some time to spend with the Creator, the one who gave his Son's life as a ransom for your sins and mine, that we might spend all time in the presence of our Creator for all eternity. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day Hallelujah.